Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
It won't work. Say no weapon.
tears. After going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I am truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening, praise God. There's truly joy inside my heart recognizing in the name of Jesus that God is good and God is still in the throne. Amen. I want to first and foremost want to give all honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he is definitely and still on the throne, praise God, delivering, healing, and forgiving. I also want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, amen, very instrumental and very active is what she does with the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. She comes forth, praise God, as she had before on Friday, but she makes acknowledgments that she's going to come forth when the first of the year comes forth, when she comes with the Serenity Room. It's going to be a grand opening, and she's going to have a word. Amen. Praise God. We have just a few more days remaining in this month. Just a couple of days remaining before Christmas. Exactly, too. So we want to just continue to get the stocking stuffed and bake those cookies and, amen, just wrap those last-minute gifts, put them under the tree, and praise God. Remember to acknowledge this is a year of giving and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening time hour, God, we say thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. We thank you, Lord God, for the calling on our lives and for the work in which you placed before us. And we pray, thanking you at the same time, thanking you for allowing us to thank you, allowing us to continue to press on through the difficult times. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us of our unrighteousness. Amen. Filling us with your spirit, Lord God, letting us to be true and real. Forgiving us of our sins. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. I want to say hello to all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, the archives. Amen. Even if you're on Twitter, you come out there as well. Praise God. We also want to acknowledge those that are out there in South Korea. Amen. We notice that they are listeners on our program. We also recognize Indonesia. Praise God. And how about that? Egypt is listening unto us. And we thank God for them checking us out. And as we continue to move forward, we pray for everyone that's listening in onto this program. Bless them abundantly and richly in Jesus' name. Amen. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, amen, God has things transpire for a reason. You know, what's the reason for the season? You know, my wife and I, we have acknowledgments that there's things that happen, reason, season, and a lifetime. Some people come into your existence. Praise God. And we pray for each of those positions in which they take. But we thank God in the name of Jesus for those that continue in your work. Amen. We have to go back to Luke chapter 14. Okay, Luke chapter 14. Now, we somehow the And what we did on the 21st did not register, did not record, or did not, you know, remember or record. I might get my wife to take care of that. But nonetheless, we are going to start off again at Luke chapter 14, and we're going to move forward. Amen. Chapter 14. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answered, spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?
And they healed their peace. And he took them in
and answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day?
And they could not answer him again to these things.
And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man that a wedding, sit not down in the highest room. These are more honorable men than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come to say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin to shame to take the lowest room.
But when thou art bidden,
go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. And whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
Then said he also to him that bid him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends,
or thy brother, nor thy kinsman, nor thy rich neighbor, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee.
But when thou makest a feast,
call the poor, and maimed, and lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed.
For thee cannot compense thee, recompense, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just.
And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him,
blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and a bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, and all these things are now ready.
Oh, with one consent began to make excuse.
The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go to see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot.
So that servant came
and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant,
go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. So I say unto you, that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there with great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever do not bear this cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Least happily after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that abound then to mock him and say, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitting not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him, to come up against him with 20,000. While the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has and cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Luke chapter 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners from the here in Tyre, and the Pharisees and the scribes, the murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, one of them, does not he leave 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors and saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was low. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in the heaven over on sinners that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Neither the woman having the 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found a piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, where is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth? And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided it unto them, his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, then took his journey into a far country, and there waste his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants my father's house have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto my father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no longer more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither a fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his other son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was hungry and would not go in. Wherefore come his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never givest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son has come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him a fatted calf. And he said unto him, son,
thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meant that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive, and was lost and is found. Luke chapter 16. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain young rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him, and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer. Then the steward said unto himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved with what? That when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of the Lord's doctors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then said he to another, how much owest thou? 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fall, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your first trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve two gods. God and mammon. For Pharisee also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven to enter heaven and earth to pass, then one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife,
and marrieth another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery.
Thou was a certain man, rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to feed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame.
But Abraham then said, Remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besieged on this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can thy pass to us that would come from thence. And when he said, I pray thee, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses, then the prophet, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Luke chapter 17. Said ye unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offense will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him to be that a millstone were to hang about his neck and be cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself that they, brother, trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if trespasses against times in the day, and seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be planted
in the sea, and it shall obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to me? And will not rather say unto him, make ready, wherewith I may sup and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he take that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are fit and profitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. It came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, where there are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God, and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to sail one of the days of the sons of men, and ye shall not. And they shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth up of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first, must be suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did not, they did eat, they drank, they married the wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Then, likewise,
it was in the days of Lot. They did eat. They drank. They bought. They sold. They planted. And they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, and that day he will shall be upon the housetops and shall sup in the house. Let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek and save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they said, answered unto him, well, Lord, whosoever the body is tither, will the angel be gathered together. Luke chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them that is this end, that men are always to pray and not faint. Saying, there was a city, a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, thou, I fear not God, nor regard men. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest they by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spoke these parables unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as the other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as the publicans. I fast twice in a week, I give tithes of all that I possess, and the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote unto his breast, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to the house justified rather than the other. For even one that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth
himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them into him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a child, little child, shall in no way enter therein. And the certain ruler asked him, saying, God, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? None is good, save one that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy mother and thy father. All these have I kept from my youth up. Now, when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, our heartless shall I that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. And Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brother or wife or children, all for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go to Jerusalem, and all things that are written in the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully spit on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death. And the third day he rose again, and they understood none of these things. Indeed, this thing was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thy Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus said, I commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath made saved thee.
And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God.
And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Amen. We're going to conclude on that, and we're going to pick up on chapter 19. Amen. Praise God. On tomorrow, this is great. An awesome day. And something I just saw that was very awesome. I just saw them go down the block singing Christmas carols, house to house. And it's very awesome. Praise God. Everyone have a wonderful day. God bless you, 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 and you. And let you know that we at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, we love you with the love of God. Please remember, happy holidays, and Jesus loves you, and so do we. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no. Better.